Sunday the 13th of November was Remembrance Sunday, and there were many activities to mark the day. It was the 40th anniversary of the Falklands War, and an honour for a city war hero was unveiled. The week saw some very unusual stories. A new spa offers the chance to bathe in beer. Amazon came under fire as it made repeated deliveries intended for a road in Acle to a similarly named road in Lakenham. In Jenny Lind Park, there was another mistake when firefighters broke into the wrong house. But first, here is Alison with news of the Remembrance Sunday events.
Across the city and its suburbs, people came out in their droves to commemorate the armed forces and civilians in the two world wars and later conflicts. In Cossey this week, a new memorial was unveiled with the names of forgotten soldiers omitted from the original war memorial. Group Captain Stuart Blackburn, Chairman of Cossey Royal British Legion, said, "We live in a free and open, multi-faith and multicultural society. The freedom that we enjoy today came at a price, and that price was the lives of our people. These freedoms are precious to us, but we soon take them for granted. As seen in Ukraine currently, they can be challenged at any time." Speaking at City Hall, which saw hundreds gather alongside dignitaries to pay their respects, 60-year-old Paul Tremlin of Poringland, a Falklands War veteran and welfare officer for the Norfolk Royal Marines Association, said, "It's great to see everyone gathered here. It's 40 years since the Falklands, so it's a special year for us. But there are conflicts all the time, and this is for all who serve. It's important to keep paying our respects for the freedoms we enjoy today."
A young Falklands war hero will be honoured in his home city following a campaign to get a permanent memorial built in his honour. Frank Arms grew up in Heartsease and dreamed of joining the Royal Navy. At the age of 21, he had fulfilled that wish and was working as a marine engineer mechanic during the Falklands conflict in the South Atlantic Ocean. He was killed on May the 25th, 1982, aged 21, along with 18 other crew members, while stationed on HMS Coventry off West Falkland. After a year of pushing for a permanent memorial, his friend Gavin Scott, 59, from Cossey, will see Frank remembered with a metal bench near the new Cossey War Memorial.
A spa with a difference, where guests soak themselves in a bath full of beer, could open in Coltishall. The owners of the Norfolk Mead Hotel, a Grade 2 listed building in the Broads Village, have submitted an application to the Broads Authority to create the facility by altering and extending three residential cottages in the grounds of the hotel. The centre would boast a hydrotherapy pool, a steam room, foot spa, sauna, jacuzzi, restaurant, nail bar, coffee bar, and two beer spas, where a person sits in a bathtub filled with warm or cold beer. A decision on the bid is expected by January the 2nd next year.
A fed-up pensioner says her house feels like an Amazon depot after a mix-up between her address and a near-identical one on the other side of Norfolk. The issue began in April when Mrs. Cranston was handed a large package intended for Cavill Street. However, on closer inspection, she realised it was intended for the same house number in Cavill Street, but in Acle. Unfortunately, Mrs. Cranston lives in Cavill Street in Lakenham. Drivers would drop off packages intended for Acle with Mrs. Cranston, desperately trying to hand the road parcels back to the van operators. After the 10th time, a wrongly addressed package landed on her doorstep, and countless calls to the online retail giant, she turned to the evening news. "We'll sort it" campaign for help. Mrs. Cranston has called Amazon multiple times about the AICL issue, and Amazon has been contacted for comment.
A teacher woke with a fright when a firefighter holding a pickaxe mistakenly broke into her bedroom following a communication mix-up. Sarah Gray, who lives near Norwich's Jenny Lind Park, was woken by the sound of loud banging at 8:30 a.m. on November the 9th. The blinds to her first-floor bedroom window were moving and revealed a firefighter smashing through the pane. After being ordered to get to the front of her terraced house by the emergency responder, the firefighter then realised he'd gone to the wrong house. Standing on her doorstep, Sarah saw other firefighters entering a property a few doors down. A Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service spokesman said the window was made secure at the time and the council is organising payment.